This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Violence is flaring for a second consecutive day between Israel and the Palestinians. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
Israeli forces conducting a rare daytime raid in the Jenin refugee camp in the West Bank, a militant stronghold. 9 Palestinians were killed, 7 said to be militants, 1 a 61-year-old woman. Deadliest single raid in the territory in over 2 decades. Triggered angry demonstrations as mourners carried the bodies through the streets of Jenin and more clashes. While Hamas, the Islamic militant group that controls Gaza, threatened revenge. And early Friday, 2 rockets fired from Gaza, prompting retaliatory airstrikes from Israel, followed by more rockets. Meantime, the Palestinian Authority said it would halt security cooperation with Israel in the shared effort to contain Islamic militants. I'm Ben Thomas.
In Friday's attack, the Israeli military said it carried out at least 2 rounds of strikes targeting Islamic Jihad militants who had allegedly shot several Israelis. There were no reports of injuries on either side. Israel says most of the Gaza rockets were intercepted by the Israeli defense system. U.S. Special Operations Forces killed a senior Islamic State group official and 10 of their terrorist operatives in a remote northern Somalia area. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says the operation in a mountainous cave complex targeted Bilal al-Sudani, a key financial facilitator for the global terrorist organization. Pentagon officials say no civilians were injured or killed in that operation. For more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. Germany and its European allies plan to send around 80 Leopard 2 tanks to Ukraine in the coming weeks, according to Berlin, which announced the change of policy this week following intense pressure from Kyiv and its Western partners. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg described the decision to send the tanks as a pivotal moment.
It enables the Ukrainians to get the combat capabilities they need to be able to liberate, retake territory which is currently occupied by Russian forces.
The Leopard 2 is considered one of the world's most powerful tanks and well suited to the Ukraine conflict. Britain and the United States are also sending dozens of their main battle tanks. The black boxes recovered from the January 15 plane crash in Nepal are being sent to Singapore for analysis. We get more from the AP's Karen Chamas.
Experts at Singapore's Transportation Safety Investigation Bureau will examine the flight data recorder and the cockpit voice recorder to try to identify the cause of the crash that killed all 72 people on board. A committee formed by the government is still looking into the cause of the Yeti Airlines flight crash. Meanwhile, rescuers are still searching the hillside for the remains of 2 people still missing since the crash. The twin-engine aircraft was approaching Pokhara International Airport at about 2,700 feet when it plummeted into a gorge about a mile from the runway. I'm Karen Chamas.
An international ransomware network that extorted more than $100 million from hospitals and other organizations around the world has been brought down following a months-long infiltration by the FBI, according to the Justice Department. The Hive ransomware group, known to operate since June of 2021, targeted more than 1,500 victims, including hospitals, school districts, and financial firms in more than 80 countries. In a ransomware attack, hackers encrypt the data on a victim's network and then demand payments in exchange for providing a decryption key. While no arrests have been made in connection with the operation, FBI Director Christopher Wray warned that anybody involved with Hive should be concerned because this investigation is very much ongoing. In other news, President Joe Biden called for a calm Thursday, a day before the police department of Memphis, Tennessee, was scheduled to release the body cam footage of a brutal beating of Tyree Nichols, a 29-year-old African-American motorist, by 5 police officers. Those 5 police officers have now been charged with second-degree murder. I'm Michael Brown reporting VOA News.